John 14, 6. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Do you believe that? Amen? Very good. According to the Joshua Project, which is an organization that keeps statistics for world evangelism, they say that out of the 8 billion people in the world, 5.3 billion people do not know Jesus Christ as their Savior. Can you believe that? 5.3 billion out of 8 billion people do not know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. That leaves only about, what, 2 billion that are believers that will go to heaven one day. Let me make it a little bit more visual for you. If we divided this congregation, one-third of this congregation claims to know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. So perhaps this section to the windows will go to heaven, according to John 14, 6, correct? What happens to this section? Let's not ignore the fact that if Jesus were to come today, that two-thirds of the people of the world would not go to heaven, but go to hell. Now, we don't like to think about that, do we? It seems that, like, being raised here in America, where everyone seems to know who Jesus is, that we almost assume that everyone is going to heaven, but we even know that's not true here in the States. But it just makes it so that we don't think about the two-thirds of the world that often. Now, I really appreciated Dr. Monroe's opening prayer this morning because he helped us focus on the world and so many disasters, wars, etc., that are taking place around the world, because most of our news as Americans comes from ABC or CBS or CNN or Fox or whomever, but it's all focused on us. And we're not the world. I know we like to think that we are the world, but we're not the world. And I want you to know that if Jesus came back today, that 2 out of 3 people, if you believe in John 14, 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life, no one comes to the Father except through me, 2 out of 3 people would be cast into hell today if Jesus came back. Do you understand the responsibility that we have as believers? God gave us the command in the Great Commission. Jesus said, go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. It's no one's responsibility except believers to go and to share the good news with a lost and dying world. In order for us to reach this two-thirds of the world that does not know Jesus Christ yet as their Savior, it's going to take each and every one of us engaging in missions. Now, again, Dr. Monroe, this past week, did you listen to Averzandum regarding his retirement? Why not? Well, he told us that as long as he has the stamina, I'm summarizing it, he's going to continue to do the Lord's work, what God has called him to do. There are those of us in the congregation at every stage of life that God continues to give us stamina that we should go out and be engaged in missions. There's no age limit for this. Young, old alike should be actively engaged in mission service. And Calvary Church provides ways to help us be mobilized to reach that two-thirds of the world that does not yet know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. The booklet that you have talks about opportunities to participate in Go Trips. The booklet that you have talks about the different projects that you can be engaged in that share the good news of Jesus Christ. There are local mission opportunities that Pastor Sabu will mention tonight where you can be involved. It's time that each and every one of us gets engaged in sharing the good news until all the world knows Jesus. Are you concerned about this two-thirds of the congregation, this two-thirds of the world? I mean, we would be if it was people that we know. I can remember a few years ago, I was in Uzbekistan, and I was overwhelmed by the lostness. I was sitting on a curbside. I had found ice cream, which I seem to be able to find in about every country of the world, praise the Lord. And as I sat enjoying my ice cream, my interpreter was on the cell phone down the way a bit, but a school let out just down from where I was, and all these school children, these Uzbek school children, began pouring out. Beautiful children, and every one of them going to hell because they don't know Jesus. All over the world, people are dying today that do not know Jesus Christ, and their eternity is going to be in hell. It's our responsibility as believers and as the church to reach out. So, what are you going to do with it? What are you going to do with this brief message? Are you going to join our missionaries? Maybe this week God is calling you to mission service, to leave the comfortable place here in the United States and go serve Him somewhere around the world. Maybe God is calling you to move out and to find your place of service in a local ministry here at Calvary Church, to feed the hungry on Saturday morning, to get involved in the Queen City Pregnancy Resource Center, or perhaps to teach English as a second language as the nations come here to Calvary Church. Or maybe God is calling you to take your talents and abilities as an accountant, as an IT professional, as a teacher, or whatever place you are now. Maybe God is moving you to engage in missions, whatever you are professionally. God can take that and use it in mission service. Let me encourage you this week to come back tonight, hear more from our missionaries, to engage with our missionaries through the week as they teach our women's Bible studies on Tuesday and then have lunch on Tuesday. Come back on Wednesday night, different panels with our missionaries. Friday morning, we have a wonderful opportunity with our men for breakfast to hear more from our missionaries. Come this week with your minds open, with your hearts open to the call of God for maybe you to engage in this two-thirds of the world that doesn't yet know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Let's pray together. Father, we thank you for your presence in this place today. We have become aware, Father, that this world mostly is lost, that we are very much the minority as believers. We are also aware, Father, that you have called Christians, you've called the church to move forward, Father, in the proclamation of the gospel. You called us not only to our Jerusalem, Father, but to people who are not like us, like Samaria and Judea. And Father, even the Gentiles, people who have never seen the gospel or the word of God, you've called us to them, Father, in the remote places of the world. You've made us aware today, Father, of our responsibility. So this week, Father, I pray that you might speak to our hearts, that for those that have heard you call, that have been ignoring that call, Father, I pray that you'll give them courage to step forward. For those young people, Father, who are exploring different vocations, I pray, Father, that you'll speak to them and call them, Father, to serve you alongside of our missionaries. And Father, I pray that you'll move us, that you'll move us from these pews, Father, throughout this world to tell a lost and dying world about the wonderful gift that you gave us in Jesus. So speak to us, Father, today and this week, for it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.